isn't it? Tony Robbins 101. Where do you want to live? I'll leave you with this one. One of my favorite Tony. Where do you want to live? Well, California sounds nice. LA would be pretty nice. Or, you know, London would be pretty cool. No. Where do you want to live? What type of state do you want to live in? What state do you want to live in? Well, yeah, Colorado would be nice. Idaho could be nice. You know, Florida sounds beautiful. No. What state do you want to live in? This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you are listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hey, Paul's peeps. It's Caitlin here, your client success manager, and I help members of the Paul Gough community be successful using our products and services. And today, I'm excited to bring you this episode of the Paul Gough Audio Experience. In today's podcast, you'll be tuning in to a coaching call from Paul's most recent new patient accelerator program, where 3 months ago, the whole world was starting to change into this new environment known as the pandemic for business owners just like you. As he's wrapping up this call, Paul offers a dose of positivity for the students in this course, letting them know that they are still the ones that control the environment they are in, how he has done this in his personal life, and how they could ultimately control the chaos that was bound to happen. This is a quick jolt of positivity I think everyone can benefit from, so if you like this episode, share it with someone you know. And one more thing. If you have not signed up for Paul's Chamber of Marketing and Cash Getting Secrets event, time is almost up. It's starting this Saturday, July 11th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. On this live two-day seminar, Paul is turning his house into a virtual Hogwarts to teach you the spells to get cash, keep cash, and how to effectively market your clinic during the coming financial crisis. To learn more, head to paulsbigevent.com. As an exclusive offer to our podcast listeners, we want to offer you a code for $75 off your ticket today. Just type in Harry at checkout to claim this discount. Again, to learn the magic behind avoiding the coming recession, head to paulsbigevent.com. That's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoy.
Log of lessons, emails, audiences, key says Grace. Good for you. Well done. What else? Email, build the list, create the audience. Yeah. Any others? Last couple. I'll wrap it up. But yeah, look, my final point would be that it's unprecedented what's happening. Be very careful of the conversations you're having and, you know, where you're getting your. It's very difficult not to talk about what's going on with the people in your house and your loved ones. But I think it's a discipline you've got to try and enforce, that you speak about everything except what's going on around you. Switch off from news, switch off from Facebook if you can. What you take in and what your view of the world is what you know what you ultimately will end up believing and what you'll ultimately end up doing. I'm pretty much oblivious to most things, and this is sometimes a problem I run into. My mom has long since said that the world could end tomorrow and Paul wouldn't know it. And it's very true that there could be something on TV tonight that says like bomb about to drop in Orlando, and I wouldn't have a clue that it's going on, right? Obviously, occasionally I get caught out because I don't know and see certain things coming, but by and large, it serves me very, very well that I'm oblivious to most things, and I get sound bites from either Natalie or when I'm walking into the, you know, to the gas station and I see a newspaper and I just kind of glance at the headline or whatever. That's pretty much how I live. So I've created, if you like, my own reality in life, and have done for quite a while ago. I read a book a long time ago called The Social Construct of Reality, I think it was. The Social Construct of Reality. And it basically said that like everything around you is a complete facade. It's like, it's just made up. It's like all somebody else's shit that we're all like living with. And I don't know if that was the exact title of the book, but I'm sure you'll find it under that banner somewhere on Amazon. And it was just liberating for me. It was just like, I'm living with everybody else's like thoughts and ideas and just all these other shit. And I'm like, I'm just not taking part. I want nothing to do with anything that anybody's doing. I'm very rarely on Facebook as an individual, if you like. I obviously do from a group point of view, but I have the discipline not to read posts. I don't really, like I said, watch TV. I don't listen to the news. I don't want to talk about anything negative. It's like I've literally crafted my own reality, if you like. And my mom will often say, oh, you need to get in the real world. And I say, I am. I'm in my own. And it's beautiful. Please don't spoil it. You're welcome to come in, but don't bring any bad news to me and don't tell me what's going on around. And I don't really care about what is happening on the news and, you know, whatever else, because it's all could, should, maybe. So obviously this one is big, but by and large, it still serves me very, very well. And I think to get through the next 2 or 3 months, you're going to have the discipline to do something very similar. You're going to have to be a guardian of your own environment, and conversations, thoughts are going to kill you. If you're waking up to news, going to bed to bad news, mental health will be a huge problem in the next few months, if it isn't already, because of what's coming down the line. So you're the asset, if you like, and how you'll get through this is because of your health and your mental stimulation and your thoughts and how you feel about the situation. And the good news is all of that is in your control. Everything else is you choosing to converse with somebody about it, even your partners, kids. I stick the fucking Disney Channel on tonight. When I get on that couch, this world could be ending. And me and Lion King and, you know, whatever else I'm watching, it's pretty cool with my 3 kids on the couch. So don't get sucked into it all is what I'm saying. It is big. Respect it. And, you know, you are praying for people and everything that's going on. But much of what needs to be done moving forward is that you create your own sense of reality and come out of this strong, confident, with as little blood loss as possible. Pick up new habits, develop disciplines, closer to your family, embrace the fact that you're with your kids, embrace the fact that you miss your kids if you're not with your kids. There's just two ways to look at every single thing. And every point you're getting an option to go, yeah, you know what, I miss my parents, I can't see them for a month or whatever, but embrace the fact that you've got somebody to miss and that they're all right and they're looking after themselves. So there's positives everywhere if you look for them, and I'm just going to try and leave you with that little kind of insight, if you like, that it's chaos going on around you, but it's always fucking chaos. This is just another thing, right? That's going to go and it's going to pass, and you're going to be all right. And touch wood, healthy and fine when we come out of this. It's the getting through it and what and how much blood you lose that you've got to focus on, and limit that, and do as much as you can to make sure that you come out of this situation strong, if not stronger than when you went into it before. So construct your own reality is my final little point for you. There's a reason it's called Disney World, and there's a reason that if you come to Orlando, Disney World is surrounded by a big lake and a lagoon and trees and all sorts of shit, because they literally don't want you to see anything else outside of Disney's world. Disney are trying to get a monorail, and apparently have offered to pay for it on numerous occasions, from the airport directly to downtown Disney, right? Which it will be a cost of however many hundreds of millions, and they want to pay for it. And the whole reason is they do not want anybody interacting with anybody except them. They literally want you in Disney World. I think right now we've all got to create our own world and decide what is in it. Tony Robbins 101. Where do you want to live? I'll leave you with this one. One of my favorite, Tony. Where do you want to live? Well, California sounds nice. LA would be pretty nice. Or, you know, London would be pretty cool. No. Where do you want to live? What type of state do you want to live in? What state do you want to live in? Well, yeah, Colorado would be nice. Idaho could be nice. You know, Florida sounds beautiful. No. What state do you want to live in? A happy state. A fulfilled state, a pleasurable state, a forgiving state. Those are the basics that I think we've all got to go back to. You can pretty much live wherever you want. And Anything else is a bonus. So choose wisely as to how and where you're going to live over the next couple of weeks. And hopefully we'll get to work with you a lot more on this type of thing, helping you grow your business, but ultimately helping you become the business is my goal. It's business skills, mindset skills, and skills to help you navigate what's to come. But you are going to do great. Join us tomorrow. We've got my CPO and Mario.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Paul Goff Audio Experience. If you like this episode and want to make your clinic a cash-generating machine, head to Paul's Big Event to get more details about how you can get and keep the cash that will get you through the coming recession on Paul's two-day event. While you're there, make sure you enter your special code, HARRY, for $75 off your total at checkout. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.